with a celebration of this solemnity, we come to the end of the octave of Christmas. We celebrate the mystery of the incarnation, that God became man. And in this solemnity, we mark the affirmation that Mary is the mother of God. Her maternity is intimately involved with the mystery of the incarnation of who Jesus is. And Mary, being Mary, everything about her points to Jesus. Every affirmation about Mary is an affirmation of Christ. The promise had been so long heralded that God would come, that one day there would be no more darkness, that God would come to be with his people. But time and time again, those hopes were crushed, and the promise almost seemed to be worth forgetting. But into the loss, into the death, into the mess, was born Jesus. And in his nativity, this child reclaimed it all. This one divine child was the promise. This one divine child was the answer. But that child came to us through the figure of faith who is Mary. Mary, the Mother of God, is not some replaceable instrument in the economy of salvation. She is integral. Our very faith, how we know Jesus, really depends on this young Jewish mother. She is, if you will, constituted of the life of God as man. We cannot say yes to Jesus as man and not say yes to Mary as his mother. Because of the concreteness of who she was, we do not begin with a speculative account of who God is and his essence and his nature. God was in her womb. And there, the mystery of the divine and human was realized. Because of her, the humanity of Jesus cannot be distilled from his divinity. That was a heresy. How could God become man? Surely we misunderstood all the various heresies. He only looked like a man. He only assumed a body. Or the opposite extreme, he was just a man, highly favored by God, but just a man. Oh yes, the firstborn among all creatures, but just a man. When we celebrate Mary as the Mother of God, we celebrate that mystery and the gift that Jesus became one of us. In the dysfunction and the loss and the darkness and the mess that is our lives, God came. And through His nativity, that God became man, that God was born of the Virgin Mary, Christianity is not an abstraction. We don't live by a set of nice moral codes. He's not an interesting idea. Not an ideal that we seek to strive to or mold our lives according to. Christianity is a person. Our faith is a person. We believe in a person. We believe in Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And because Jesus became one of us, every single human being bears the imprint of God. Every newborn is born to be reborn. To desecrate a single person is to desecrate all. It is to desecrate God. This year, we celebrate the year of mercy. And what is really mercy, first and foremost for us, is that we come to God in our vulnerability, in our brokenness, and open our hearts and allow Him to touch our wounds. Allow Him entry into our fears, in our darkness, in our doubts, in our loss. And then when we are healed, having experienced that healing, you and I are called to walk along all who bear His image. The hurting, the hungry, the disillusioned, the broken, the sick, the abused, the poor, the homeless. Because Jesus became one of us, they all bear His image and they are our brothers and sisters. Our faith is not an abstraction, and how we live our faith is not an abstraction. It is concrete. And then we can see, as we touch them and allow them to touch us, we can see the beauty of God's love within every one of us. And then we can see ourselves in them. The divine image does not differ from person to person. It is all the same. We all belong to Jesus. We all belong to Mary. And now, as the brothers and sisters of Christ, as the sons and daughters of God, we can experience these blessings as Mary's people, as Mary's children. For the Father has come to bless you and to keep you. The Father has come that His face may shine upon you. The Father has come that His countenance may grant you peace. And that face and that countenance was born for us by Mary.